Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we are visiting with Stacy Bean and we're going to be talking about a program coming up on Thursday. So, Stacy, why did you choose this topic that we're going to be hearing you talk about on Thursday?
Well, I have probably a couple times on a weekly basis, a patient of mine will complain of not being able to come up with a word in a sentence or recall somebody's name when they see a familiar face, and it's very bothersome to them. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about the dementia topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, you've heard lots of people say, just sort of in conversations, and lots of times jokingly, well, I must have Alzheimer's. I mean, and we know it's not a joke, but we sometimes say those kinds of things. Before we go into more detail about the program, Stacy, I want to know more about you. Give us some information about your background and how you got kind of to where we are today.
Okay. Well, about 10 years ago, my husband and I were looking for a change in jobs, and so that landed us in Atlantic, Iowa here, and so this is our 10th year of being here. I've had my PA degree since 1994 from the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, and I have my master's in physician assistant studies as well. And through that time, I've worked in family practice, urgent care, and ER settings for my practice.
Okay, so wide variety of experience. Why did you choose to be a physician's assistant?
I loved the medical field and everything that came with practicing medicine. I'm a very person-to-person individual. I love talking with people, getting to know people, and just getting to know their families, too. And so it really interested me to be able to work with the public, but also to work under a physician's supervision as well. I knew that when I was a parent and had children that I probably would not want to work full time and having the stresses of an actual physician practice. So the physician assistant occupation was more to my liking.
Mm-hmm. And did you come straight from college to here, or did you have some experience in between?
I have quite a bit of experience in between. We had a couple moves between college and here. So my first occupation was in a family practice clinic in Omaha, and I worked for United Healthcare of all people. They owned clinics back then. And then I moved on to urgent care when my husband was in residency in Grand Island, Nebraska. And from there, we were in Minden, Nebraska, in his practice there, and we had 5 years there, and then on to Atlantic, Iowa. So,
well, given that background, Stacy, I think that just lets people know that you have had a wide variety of experiences with people of all ages, from babies to seniors.
Yes, and I love that. We say from the cradle to the grave, yes. And I love that variety in the practice.
Okay. Now, this program that you're going to be doing on dementia and Alzheimer's is a monthly program called Healthy You that's been going on here at Cass County Memorial Hospital, and it is at noon. They would really like you to call because they have this great lunch. Stacy, have you had these lunches? They're great.
I have not. Nobody told me there was free lunch involved.
Well, there is, and they're wonderful. So it's really helpful if you call 243-7479, and I'll mention that number again. And that's for this Thursday, July 30th. Let's talk a bit more about dementia and Alzheimer's. I think some of us think it's the same thing.
There are many different types of dementia, many different causes of dementia, I should say. We are going to briefly go over approximately 10 different causes of dementia. We will skim the surface of some of those, and the participants will see that it's not black and white. Dementia sometimes is very hard to pinpoint the cause. It's difficult to diagnose and sometimes very difficult to treat, and that's one of the messages that I'm going to get across, is that it's not always Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is the most popular dementia, but there are many other causes as well, and treatment is very limited for most of them.
Now I'm going to ask you an opinion question, and that is, do you think Alzheimer's has really increased, or is it that we just can diagnose that better? And, if you don't have any research figures, that's fine, but kind of in your experience.
I don't have a research figure for that, although before Thursday I can sure delve into that. I think that we're more aware of the Alzheimer's diagnosis and all the other causes of dementia as well. It's nice to have knowledge of other types of dementia, so hopefully we can get a proper treatment in place sooner. Mm-hmm. But I think we are more aware of the differences in the diagnoses.
Mm-hmm. And as we assume, and so this is an assumption, I'm going to say I assume that we're living longer, and so more people are going to forget things. When does dementia begin? What is the possibility?
That's a very loose answer. Depending on the type of dementia we're talking about, it can start as early as late 40s, early 50s, especially if we're talking about Parkinson's disease or early onset Alzheimer's, if we're talking about a dementia related to alcoholism, things like that, they can start quite a bit earlier than what we would typically think about as someone with dementia being in their 70s or 80s.
Okay. And again, I'm just, you know, thinking about conversations, as you mentioned, the conversations, you know, and you say, well, I've continued to lose my keys, and I walk into another room, and I can't remember why I went there, and you could list lots more of those. And so, do we really need to worry?
That's also part of my message we're going to talk about, because that's a concern that everybody has, is misplacing things. And in this day and age, a lot of that is just we're distracted from the busyness of our days and our lifestyles, and we just don't make a conscious effort to remember where we put our things. And one of the things that we can do is always put them in the same place, make a habit of that, list making, things like that, to make it easier on our minds to not stress about where we left things or where we're going to find our keys or our purses and so forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, I guess this, although I think there's some research to back this up, that we've been encouraged to multitask. And so a lot of people are practicing multitasking. I've been seeing some research now that multitasking maybe is not the best way to use our brains.
I think it's exhausting to be a multitasker, which I am myself. On a daily basis, I deal with it. I have become a very good calendar keeper on my phone, a list maker otherwise, just so I don't have to lay awake at night and try and remember the things that are on my plate for the next day. It's easier to just know those things are taken care of and not to fill our brains with the things that are not essential. It just frees our time up and frees our worry power up too. So.
Yeah, we have enough stress in our life anyhow without not being organized and losing those kinds of things. And it takes a lot of time too. So it sounds like you're going to give us a lot of different information on Thursday. That's at noon at Cass County Memorial Hospital. Be sure they let you in even if you haven't made a reservation. But they'd really like to hear from you, 243-2479, to know if you're going to be there. And like I say, my experience had a really good lunch. So it's a great time to, although not a lot of time to visit with other folks, but at least to say hi. But there is time for people to ask questions, correct, Stacy?
Yes, we have questions at the end of the presentation. And feel free to ask whatever's on your mind.
Okay. So it's a good chance to, if people don't know you, Stacy, to get acquainted a bit more with Stacy Bean, and also get more information about dementia and Alzheimer's. And if you haven't been to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for a while, it's a good chance to get acquainted with the hospital, too, because, of course, a number of things have changed. So we want to thank you very much, Stacy Bean, for visiting with us. And again, I'll remind you, if you would like to go to this program this Thursday, July 30th at noon, it's recommended that you call 243-7479. And look forward to other monthly programs. Until next time, here's a thought from William Faulkner. The past is never dead. It's not even past.